Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Wednesday and time for a little bit of wisdom sharing with Deborah Leanne. I am so ready to talk about this topic with you around apology. And the little words, I'm sorry, and how much they get in the way of women and leadership. And if you look at or listen or really follow male, masculine leaders, how little you hear them say the words, I'm sorry, or I apologize. So we're going to get into this juicy topic, and just as I always do, I love to, when I'm talking with you, to stand in the middle of my star rug and get present in my body and feel my feet growing roots down into Mother Earth and allowing that energy from her to come back up and feed me. So it's plugging in to my source, to my charging system, to connect and pull up that beautiful physical, electrical, magnetic energy that our planet holds for us at all times. There's a reason why we call her Mother Earth, right? Because we pull our energy up from her at all, at any given moment. And that beautiful, amazing gravity that holds us close to her, just like a mother's breast holds us close and makes us feel like we're being held and safe. So just remembering that that is there for us at any given moment. And feeling our grounded, feeling our legs, feeling our feet, feeling our butts in the chair if we're sitting. And if you are driving, I ask that you turn this off and listen to it a bit later or get to a place where you can actually stay still. So if you're listening to this on a run or a walk, if you can go and sit at a bench for the next few minutes to do this, getting here, meditation, that would be awesome. And if not, why don't you just hold off and listen to this when you can get the full experience. And I learned again the importance of the oxytocin breath just yesterday in one of my other courses. And I am tickled to teach you again because it's something that I believe many women especially do not practice. And we don't store our oxytocin, and we get a good rush of it when we have an orgasm or when we're breastfeeding or we're pregnant and feeling the baby, and it doesn't stay with us very long. So if it's been a while since you've had an orgasm or had been breastfeeding, or one of the ways that we can give us this safety feeling, this chemical release in our system is to release it ourselves, within ourselves, with an oxytocin breath. And how you do that is you breathe in deeply through your nose, send it all the way down into the lower part of your body and to your back. And when you breathe out, you have to say a ha, like H-A-H, ha. The louder and the more deeper you can make that sound allows the sound to penetrate within your system. And it's slow and long, and it signals we're safe. We don't need to do the short, fast breathing for fight or flight. We're calming our system down because we're here and we're present and we're safe. So we'll do that a couple of times. Breathing in, it feels sensual, and that's exactly the way it should feel. And the energy flows much more magically and scientifically as well throughout our system when we practice a couple of those throughout the day and get us back into our bodies. And then our last couple of steps, just calling all of our energy back, the centering process that I've taught. And that is just basically getting to the center of our awareness. Most of us would say that would be the center of our head, not in our brain, but in the center of our head. It's also where our intuition is housed, right, in the third eye. And standing, if you can visualize yourself standing in that space and just taking a search around you at all the places where you've left a part of you behind, some of your energy, a piece of your heart, a part of your soul. And let's call all that back. Our attention, our energy, our heart, our soul. We need all of those parts to be full and whole and holy in this moment. And that might mean that we have to disengage and disconnect the cords that we have to our children, to our calendars, to our cell phone, to our laptop that we might be multitasking on, to an event that's happening later today or tomorrow that we want to plan for. My big event is Friday. I still have some pieces to work on to make that complete. And I call back my energy in this moment for the purpose of being present. I know that that'll all be waiting for me when I get back to my desk in a bit. And our children will be fine. And all of our loved ones and our calendar and our cell phone. It'll all be there waiting for us when we get back, right? So there's a couple pieces around this apology and getting... Women are so notorious. We've been taught since we were very young. Many of us have been taught to apologize, to feel bad about something. And then as soon as we feel bad about something, we say, I'm sorry. And it may not even be anything that we need to apologize for. It might be somebody else bumping into us and we say, I'm sorry. It's not even our fault, but we say, I'm sorry. We say, I'm sorry when a friend comes in and says, oh my God, I'm having the worst day. You know, I got caught in the rain and blah, blah, blah. And we say, I'm sorry. Do we need to apologize to them for their bad day? And then when I was looking up the definition, this is the part that was the most amazing to me, is that another definition for sorry means that something is in disrepair. It's not in a very good state. So when we say, I'm sorry, we're just acknowledging that we are less than, that we are not in our power. And there are times when we feel sorrow, and but we don't have to say I'm sorry all the time. There are times when we're going to, like this weekend is a memorial service for a friend, and I know a couple of people in the family, and they lost their son. And yes, I feel deep sorrow for them. So there are times when it is appropriate to use those words. But it is not about when we come into a meeting late. It is not about making others feel better by saying I'm sorry. It is not about any of that. It is about truly eliminating those words from our daily life. There's going to be a time where we use them, but if we use them a couple times a week, maybe it'll be much better than the several dozens of times we probably say them currently in a week. And those little words have been proven over and over again to work against us because men hear us say it all the time, and it makes us look like we are apologizing for things that we aren't even in control of, weren't even responsible for, and yet we take the blame. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened. I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry that happened to us. I'm sorry that that happened to the team. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. We apologize for showing up in this life. Is that really the way God designed us to be? I doubt that we are ever to apologize for living our lives. So the things that I wanted to talk to you about today were some other ways of waking up to hearing ourselves. I remember, 20 years ago or so, being in the kitchen at my home. My kids were little. My mother-in-law was over. We were probably having dinner. I was making dinner or something. And I said something about, oh, I'm sorry. And she said, you know, you say that a lot. And I said, what? She said, you say the words I'm sorry a lot. Did you know that? And it was interesting to me because I don't believe I said it nearly as much until I got married and became a mom and really tapped more into the feminine side of me. Not the highest feminine, not the most divine feminine, but more of a in touch with my emotions, in touch with my mother instinct, and what I had been taught culturally was the feminine. And I was overly apologetic about anything that ever went less than perfect. So if the meal didn't look nice, if the chili had cooked a little too long on the stove and it was a little dry, if the rice was sticky, if there was dust on the dresser and my husband made notice of it, I would apologize, seriously, for all of those things. And I don't even know how many other times a day I apologized, but obviously she picked up on it and she didn't spend that much time at our house. And she said, wow, it reminds me of me. I used to do that when I was married. And the interesting thing about this is that I could tell she was truly seeing herself in me. And a part of her actually apologized to me for raising her husband to be the nitpicky guy that he was, which meant that I was trying to please him all the time. And it wasn't her fault, and it wasn't even my fault, and it wasn't my ex-husband's fault. What it was an awareness that opened up another way of seeing how I could be in this situation. So that was the first time I heard it. And throughout the years, especially getting into more of the deeper spiritual work I was doing and the health coaching and going back into the workforce after my divorce, I really started hearing it in other women. Because that's what it takes, right? Awareness. It's like you never see a Volkswagen Jetta until you see a Volkswagen Jetta and get to know what they look like. And then you'll see them on the highway all the time because you know what they are. That awareness happens to us when we start hearing others say, I'm sorry. Because we are now aware of it. Maybe we'll start hearing ourselves. And maybe the next step after that is to be at a place where we don't have to say I'm sorry anymore, where we can catch ourselves and say, you know what, I was just about to say I'm sorry for that, and I'm not. Let me just tell you that I feel deeply that this is going on for you right now, and I hear you. The rain kind of, you know, made it a messy morning, and isn't it lovely that we have this rain? And how can we have a great day today? At least we know that most of us might be staying in for lunch. Maybe we should order something fun. Or maybe I love rainy days, and so for me it gives me a sense of wanting to clean, which is strange. Maybe it's the cleansing of the water that Mother Earth is sending down for her plants and animals, and maybe that's part of it that I feel that makes me feel more motivated because maybe I'm more housebound. I don't know. But I love it. I love gray days because it makes me more motivated. I feel more motivated. Sunny, I want to go outside and play. So A couple things I wanted to make aware for you is around the use of the words I'm sorry when it's rarely appropriate, and how it works against us, especially as how we're viewed by men and our bosses in the workplace. The other piece is if we overly apologize to our children, they are going to feel like we are responsible for their lives when things go wrong. That has to be nipped in the bud right away, because they are responsible. And every opportunity that we can show them that life is going to give us all kinds of flavors of experiences, and we're not responsible as their mothers. We can guide them through them, but when something bad goes on, it's not our fault. My mother did that for years. She felt responsible for if her kids weren't successful, or they went through a divorce, or they were having something not so happy happen in their lives. And she said to me once, she says, "Is it all my fault because I wasn't a good mother?" She actually went to therapy over it, which was a big deal. I was happy she did, because then I think she realized that she did the best she could, and we all loved her. And she stopped apologizing so much, too. And she started letting us take ownership of our lives, which was all a good thing. So here's the question for you today. Would you be willing to either wear a rubber band around your wrist, and every time you hear yourself saying, "I'm sorry," to snap your wrist? Or would you be willing to start noticing how often you hear women saying that? Friends, family, and coworkers. Would you start noticing? And if it feels appropriate, you might want to just say, "You know what? You don't need to be sorry. I don't need the sympathy. I appreciate you hearing me rant about this or share my life activities or happenings with you. And you don't need to be sorry. We're okay. And it's just really nice to know that you're listening and that you're feeling for me." In a way that's gentle and kind and acknowledging, and in a way modeling another way of showing our compassion without using those words, "I'm sorry." And this is the part I love, right? Think about your children, if you have children, or you've heard young people, or you've heard even adults who are finishing up an argument and they're saying, "Okay, so it's time to say I'm sorry for doing that to you," or whatever. And like I think of my daughters, and they would face each other with their arms crossed and this scowl on their face, and they'd say, I'm sorry that I took your doll and ripped her head off, you know, or whatever. And the other one would be like, "You're not sorry." And she's like, "Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry." And you're like, "No." So we've overused the word to the point where it doesn't always even mean what it really means about having sorrow. So looking at using it as often as we use it, almost like slang, almost like I'd like for you to even think of it as cuss words, right? As words that are not serving, as words that are reinforcing our less than-ness, that we already have enough of that. We're wanting to let go and crack open all of these walls that we've placed around ourselves, our limits, our masks that we've put on our faces to keep from shining our brilliance. And this is just one more thing that we say over and over again, and those power of those words, if we say something that's reinforcing our less than-ness, then it keeps us in a spiral of not being able to grow any bigger and beyond this. And find find a buddy that you can share this with, that you can actually, how do we want to say it, that you can have an awareness buddy that will support you. There's a group of women that I love hanging out with. Sometimes there's men even included in the group of mastermind folks out at Gateway to Dreams here in St. Louis. And there's kind of an unwritten policy that when you walk into the space, if you're late or whatever, and you say, I'm sorry, there's like, we don't use that word here. It's very much an awareness that people have, they laugh if they do say it. They're like, oops, I just said, okay, got it. You know, every time we catch ourselves, it's one less time that word is uttered amongst us. Especially in a way that it's not even being used for its original purpose. So I know I'm new at just starting to give out the guest call-in number, and I will start posting that more often when I put the when I do the promotion for the calls every Wednesday. And just if you ever want to listen in live, the number is on there to call in as well. And the other piece is I would love to hear from you. If there's anything in my words that speak to you and you'd like to add to the conversation or add another dimension by bringing your viewpoint forth, I would love to hear from you. So feel free to reach out to me, whether it's through Facebook or Twitter or on my website. Or my email is Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com. And I am, if you're local and you still have some time available on Friday, I would love it if you would join us for a one-day event that I'm putting on with Melody Murray, who is an image mentor. And we will be talking about taking your life from a palette of grays to living in full color. And it's an introduction to our work, but it is jam-packed full of content. And everyone will go home with new practices and tips and tricks and awarenesses that will amplify their beauty, inner and outer. So, until our next time together, I just want to say, hold on to those I'm sorries. Transmute those into another way of saying what's really going on for you. Or you don't have to say anything at all. You know, if you feel compelled to say excuse me, that's cool too. But just being aware and eliminating I'm sorry from your vocabulary would really make a huge difference in how you're being viewed, how you're being heard, how you're being seen as a leader. So I appreciate so much having you listen in, and I wish you a great week of practicing without those two words. Take good care. Bye-bye.